Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
What is interesting, do you remember during the Karen Reed trial and some of the officers, they're talking about how they wiped their phones or just got rid of their phones or threw their phone away on a military base. And everybody's like, that's really weird that you would do that, especially when you know it's going to be looked at. But the speculation at that time was also, well, I mean, people have other things on their phone other than, you know, things about the case. Maybe they don't want that exposed. Oh, gee, I wonder what might be on their phones when you add Sandra Birchmore into the equation, which we now have learned that both Matthew Farwell, who, of course, has now been charged with the murder of Sandra Birchmore, but his brother, his twin brother, also having a sexual relationship with Sandra Birchmore right up into her death. He has not been charged with anything as of yet. Farwell, we know, was grooming since the age of 12. I don't think it's that far of a guess or an assumption to make that twin brothers, same age, one of them's having an inappropriate relationship with a minor, and the other starts having the inappropriate relationship, at least as we know, when she was of age. I don't think it's too crazy to think that maybe it was happening underage too. Just, you know, I'm guessing. I don't know.
I'm just thinking that poor girl. You start saying these things and I can be pretty pragmatic about these things when we're looking at human behavior. But man, every time, you know, we both have daughters, and I'm just thinking about this. Here's this little girl that was trying to get into law enforcement, and these monsters came in and literally ruined her life and then took her life. And you have parents that are just, it bone crushes you.
And then add the school resource officer into the mix, who also, originally when they were looking into this years ago, in 21, they deemed his testimony as not credible because he at one point said he did not have any sort of relationship with Sandra Birchmore, and then came back and said, yes, I did have a sexual relationship with her as well. The school fucking resource officer. This is maddening. I mean, it seems like this department, these officers literally took a child from the police explorers program and made her into like their de facto prostitute, I don't know what to even call it. This is insane, and for it all to be going around and nobody knowing this, and nobody any wiser, nobody speaking up, going, "This is really twisted over here." Either they really had this under wraps, and only like these three people knew this was going on, or you have a group of people who are like, "I don't want anything to do with this. I'm gonna look the other way." I mean, what the hell do you think was happening here in this department for this amount of people to be like, I don't know anything about that, and let's not expose behavior like this.
A lot of fear. People, they instilled a lot of fear in people around them. This department, you know, these people inside the department that were doing it. There's a lot of fear. You know, remember, fear is the motivator for people to not do the righteous things, and people go into survival mode when they feel threatened, and the people in their lives feel threatened, and that's why this community has stepped up like it did, and they're screaming loud because, whether they knew the details or not, they got a real sense of it because they can, I mean, you can see and you can feel the energy in places. It's very tangible, you know. I won't get into the woo of the world and the quantum mechanics and all that, but, you know, you can really sense dark places sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I got a feeling in that town sends some real darkness around these people because, you know, when people start acting off, when they start acting shady, when they do, and those are the human behaviors behind that dark feeling. There's a lot of leakage, I think, that was going on. And I think there's just a lot of fear. This is one of those rare cases that whole place just needs to be deconstructed and reconstructed from the ground up again.
And you look at it on the surface, it's a small town, you know, it's kind of, you know, folksy and all. And it's like, what's going on behind closed doors here with those in power? A lot. And that's just, this is the town that's being exposed. A lot of towns that have this shit really tight and buckled down They did too for quite a while. It does make you wonder how common is this stuff in other small municipalities where everybody's got each other's back no matter what.
Luckily, so I'm the glass half full kind of guy. And also from the cases we look at, remember, dumb people, I mean, criminals do dumb things and they're pretty stupid. And the more people you have involved, the more leakage you get, the more potential for discovery.
Yeah.
We are seeing a lot of, I mean, we've covered some cases where it's the law enforcement side that has really been abhorrent. And as bad as that is, I don't think for a lot of cases you see, if you see one thing, that means there's 10 other things you're not seeing. I don't know if it's the same in these cases, just because, again, for cover-ups to happen, you really need a lot of people on board and a lot of fear. I am still the glass half full that, you know, there might be a couple more out there, but I think because of the information access we have today, the social media, word of mouth, all these things, if they're not discovered already, they will be. So, yeah. And by and large, because it's really important for people to have the trust and faith in our institutions and organizations, because that's how societies function. I still have a lot of positive thoughts and feelings towards the vast majority of people. And do we have anomalies like this that poke up now and then? Yep. Because when you get one bad egg in there and they have an amazing psychopathy about them and a streak in them that has the ability to really take advantage of others. And they have at least a cohort of a couple more that can be their lieutenants after them. That's where it gets a little dangerous. But I don't think it's as widespread as people might fear.
I'm going to end on that because I think it's good to leave it on a glass half full because the other way is just too dark.
Yeah, half full. You know, you got to have faith, half full, because human beings want to do right. They want to have good lives. They want to have justice. They want to have safety. You know, and we do have bad eggs out there, and bad eggs sometimes get in positions of influence and power. But luckily, the good outweighs the bad. It really does. The good people in the world do outweigh the bad people in the world, whether it's by intent or by accident. It does happen that way. So I got faith.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.